Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and before you know it, it's going to be Purchville, USA in the Towesses, and we're keeping you updated on what's going to be happening that weekend. And joining us to talk about what's going to be happening at the family tent this year, Judy Herbolsheimer. How are you today, Judy?
Good. How are you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing well. Now, how many years have you been in charge of the family tent there?
I think it's been six or seven years. I've been involved for about 7, 8 years, but I think we've been in charge the last six or so.
And you know what? The kids, the whole family enjoys going in there. For one, it warms you up a little, but for two, there's all kinds of things going on throughout the day.
That's right. You know, we've got something going on stage pretty much every 30 minutes from the time we open at 11 o'clock until we close at 5 o'clock. There's something going on the whole time.
All right. And this year it's sponsored by Little Caesars, right?
That's right. Little Caesars is a sponsor of the family tent. Great to have a new business in the area take up the sponsorship. And we're hoping to have the Little Caesars mascot come in and be able to take pictures with kids while they're in there as well, too. So that'll be something added and fun this year to do.
Cool. All right. We got a whole day to go through. Where do we start? I would imagine at the top at 11 a.m.
Well, 11 o'clock, we're going to open up with the Dockside Kids puppets. They always do a great job of songs and sing-along puppet songs. Just great stuff to be able to start. Our main act for this year is actually the Stand Strength team, and they're going to be performing at 11:30, 2 o'clock, and 3:30. So they have three performances during the day. Right. Stand Strength team is an international nonprofit organization who have been in front of thousands of people every year. They go into public and private schools as well as festivals and other venues, and they have become the number one school assembly program in the nation.
Wow.
Their main act is promoting anti-bullying and violence, which is definitely something that's needed all throughout the country.
Right.
Anti-peer pressure, anti-drugs and alcohol, respecting each other, and academic excellence is their main message.
Nice.
They're a group of athletes, and basically they use feats of strength to demonstrate a positive, motivating message on making the right choices. They do awesome things like taking big giant metal bars and bending them over their heads or over their legs, breaking concrete blocks, taking those old hot water bottles that you used to sleep with, and they actually blow them up with the air from their lungs, and they talk about how much pressure it uses to do that.
Wow.
They take giant phone books. We're not talking like a Ottawa City phone book. We're talking like, you know, Detroit or something like that. And they rip them with their bare hands completely in half.
Wow.
They do weightlifting. I've seen them do like bench pressing of kids, giant wood, all sorts of awesome things like that. They're just amazing to see if you've never seen them before.
Yeah.
And if you've seen them before, I know they've been in Oscoda, they've been in Tawas over the last 5 years.
Still.
Definitely come back and see them again and again. I've seen them probably 6-8 times in my life, and we'll definitely be excited to see them once again.
I've seen them twice, and they are astounding to watch, that's for sure. Yeah.
Different athletes that come every time, so you always get a different show, different things that they do, and they're just amazing. Plus, the message is so good for kids and teenagers. I mean, junior high, high school, everyone's invited to come and see those performances for sure.
Right. Three of them on that Saturday, right?
That's right. 11:30, right after we open with the puppets, and then 2 o'clock, right after the first polar bear swim, and 3:30 in the afternoon as well.
All right. And then, as you mentioned, Dockside Kids puppets also be performing through the day, right?
That's right. They'll open at 11, and then they also have a 2:30 and a 4:30 show. So they're always a great group to be able to come do the puppet songs, the live action songs. So there'll be lots of fun stuff with them throughout the day.
All right. Then a magic show.
That's right. At noon, Ronald McDonald is going to be back. He was with us a couple of years ago and was a big hit. So he is going to be back. He's actually going to be in the parade, first of all, and then he'll be wandering around so kids can get pictures and stuff taken from 11 to 12:30 when his show is. And then at 12:30, he'll be doing the magic show. I mean, at 12 o'clock, excuse me, he'll be doing the magic show right there on the main stage in the family tent.
Very good. And then music.
That's right. Third and Soul is actually performing in the hospitality tent this year, but before they start their hospitality tent gig, they're going to come in and perform for the children and families in the family tent. So I've heard they're a great group. They're amazing. Definitely a high-class band that you wouldn't be able to see generally, you know, in a small venue like this. So it's going to be awesome that they're going to be joining us at 12:30, right after Ronald McDonald's show, right there in the family tent.
Man, oh man. And then at 4 o'clock, what is Fancy Nancy?
Fancy Nancy has been with us the last 5 years or so. Have you ever read the Fancy Nancy books?
I've heard of them. I've not read them.
They're really good for younger kids, you know, preschool age kids. It's a fabulous series about a little girl who dresses up and uses big fancy words.
Oh.
So we have a wonderful lady named Nancy, who works with the library, who comes in and she reads a couple of books related to the theme, and she does crafts because Fancy Nancy likes to do crafts in her books as well. So usually there's some sort of coloring or gluing, or I think they're making mittens this year and little sailboats because the theme was nautical for Perchville. Yeah. I think snowmen or something like that. She's got three or four crafts that she'll be doing with the kids at 4 o'clock, as well as reading the books with them. So just a great entertainer, and she's been great to have the last 4 or 5 years.
All right. Those are some of the highlights, but there's stuff going on continuously throughout the day, isn't there?
That's right. Even though we've got stuff going on the stage every 30 minutes, we also have games going on in the front of the stage area. We usually have about 6 or 8 carnival games where kids can play, you know, different pin the tail or ring something or pick up a ducky or whatever games there are there for prizes and candy. And then we also have Smokey the Bear coming in throughout the day to be able to shake hands. Like I said, Ronald McDonald is going to be in there. Fancy Nancy, if people want to take pictures with her. And the Stand Strength team members will be in there doing autographs and being able to sign pictures as well. So that'll be going on throughout the day. In addition to the entertainment, we're also going to have nonprofit organizations in the tent. Some of them are going to have little booths of informational materials, and others of them are going to be having food and drinks and baked goods and sales in there. We usually have picnic tables set up so people can come in, sit down, you know, warm up. There is brand new heaters this year, and I'm excited that we will hopefully have warmth in that tent because it's always chilly for Perchville. But hopefully it'll be a nice place for people to come in, warm up, enjoy the entertainment, see some of the vendors, and just have a good time.
All right. Now, I would imagine the schedule is up on the website for more information.
It is, and it's in the brochures. It's all over town on the posters. There'll be information in the family tent about what's going on as well. So it's all over town.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, the family tent opened from 11 to 5 on Saturday, February 2nd, a big part of Perchville. And Judy Herbolsheimer, Judy, we appreciate you giving us the update on what's going to be happening out there, and I hope to see you out there when I'm broadcasting.
Sounds good, Kevin. We'll talk to you there.